This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Joy. 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 Joy.
Hide and seek.
So sexy it hurts.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice here, Avi Miller over there.
Hello.
Now, Avi, you and I were both happened to be searching the internet on the during the week. And
yes, we go to the same sites.
We go to the same sites and we saw an article about nude photography.
And we are both big fans of an artistic nude.
Yes. This one maybe not necessarily. The core topic was interesting, but I don't think I'd be going to the 101 Vaginas site.
I didn't know.
Personally.
I enjoyed the vagina monologues. I'm sure I could look at a few. But it's art.
It is art.
It is art.
Thankfully, there is a 101 Penises coming up. So,
and we will talk about
that. And we're going to be talking about that with Philip Werner, who is the artist behind the said piece. Good evening,
Philip. Good evening. Good evening. Thank you for having me in.
So, why nude photography?
Because I like it.
Because people take their kid off in front of you?
Well,
is there an element of that?
I think no. So for me, it's more about the fact that I think, you know, since I was sexually aware, I have been fascinated by naked bodies, and okay, I'm heterosexual, so for me, you know, more so women's bodies, but there's a lot of shame around it, and I guess it depends on how you're brought up. You know, my mother was quite a strong feminist, so I grew up inadvertently, you know, she didn't do this on purpose, but inadvertently I grew up internalizing the belief that male sexual desire was the root cause of all evil in the world, basically.
Right,
you know. And
healthy.
Sorry?
Healthy.
Healthy what?
That sounds like a healthy...
Right, well, yeah. Exactly not. And so this is the thing. And so for me, it was a big deal to get over that and to kind of... And to even realise that people might appreciate being appreciated.
And this is, you know, what was the interesting about the article. I mean, Andrew and I both read it and it kind of resonated because it discusses almost shame, body image and body shame, and almost that extreme is I'm going to get, you know, people talk about getting over phobias. If I've got a fear of flying, I'm going to get into a plane. If I've got a fear of roller coaster, I'm going to get into a roller coaster. Right. This seems like that sort of style of phobia overcoming. If I've got a fear or body image issue, I know what I'll do. I'll get my kit off and pose nude.
Yeah, and I don't know, have you actually mentioned the article and where it was yet?
No,
haven't. Just so that maybe people can have some reference.
Yeah, we found it on the Good Men Project.
Yep. And so, right, so the article is just called Getting Over Shame through Nude Photography. And yes, I think you're right. There are opportunities for us, regardless of what the phobia is, to get over it by doing it. And I think in this case in particular, it's interesting because a lot of the negative body image that people have, it's them looking at themselves through their own critical eye. And so I think this case of nude photography is peculiar because you have the opportunity to see yourself suddenly through somebody else's eyes. Mm. So when I take a photo, it's me appreciating the form that's in front of me, you know, regardless of, let's say, if it's female nude photography or male or whatever it is, anything in between. It's the artist, the photographer, seeing the beauty in front of them and capturing that. And so it gives the person that's being photographed the opportunity to see themselves the way that other people see them. And I think that can often cause a real shift in people go, hang on, I'm okay. And some people actually think I'm beautiful.
Because there was I remember seeing this on a documentary. There was an artist, I think in the UK, who was he got a person to describe themselves to him and he painted them. And then he got somebody else to describe the same person to him and he painted that.
And
he showed the one person what they think they look like versus what somebody else thinks they look like.
Yeah.
And the paintings in some cases were remarkably different.
Yeah, yeah. It was highly staged and it was a commercial for soap, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think that the point of that was valid, that that people tend to be self-deprecatory and generally more complimentary towards other people.
So how do you find, I suppose this the more generic question is how do you find people who are willing to pose nude? How difficult is it? You had to find 101 vaginas.
Right. So this is I guess there's kind of two separate things here. One is just general nude photography where it's the whole body and it's just, you know, I guess celebrating their body and their form. The other thing is then these projects that I'm doing. So the 101 Vagina Project, the 101 Penis Project. With 101 Vagina, same with my nude photography, actually. I just started shooting friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly, you know, it was taking too much time. So I built a website, made a Facebook page, invited every single woman I knew in Melbourne to the project. And then slowly the word spread.
As a straight man, and you said you started with your friends, is that not an interesting dynamic? So I've seen your lady bits. In our society, that sort of you know,
I think I'm a little bit, let's say, on the kind of hippie fringe to a degree, and so, you know, a lot of my friends have gone to Confest, gotten naked, or they've been life models, let's say, and so they're not as concerned as perhaps most people.
Mm-hmm.
Getting naked in today's society is, depending on the...
Well, illegal depends
illegal
on where you are.
Depending on where you are, true. And there's an interesting discussion that happens about gymnasiums. And gymnasiums now don't have communal showers, for example.
Right, right.
Now, gay men, we see penises all the time.
Mm.
And we see other people.
If we're
people,
lucky enough.
If we're lucky. If, assuming we're sexually active, sure. we see other men's penises.
Sure.
As a straight man, who, if you were not a nude photographer, would you see penises around?
Yeah, I mean, in change rooms.
Yeah.
I think it's also a little bit different. I mean, I have my own. And also, and this, yeah, but this is also where it kind of gets tricky. I mean, there's pornography. But in pornography,
but
you're not seeing, exactly right, you're not seeing what's normal.
No,
really,
you're seeing an exaggerated version.
Correct, yeah, and the same goes for women and all the rest of it. But I don't know, change rooms. I also grew up, until I was 11, I grew up in Germany, and, you know, nudist beaches over there are normal. Families go, change rooms, everyone's open. So I come from, you know, a more open background.
Yeah.
And then also, like, having said, you know, going to Confest and lots of people run around naked, especially in the kind of, you know, by the river. So personally, I'm a little bit more around more relaxed attitudes, I guess, around nudity. Mm.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9 with Andrew the Apprentice and RV Miller. We're chatting with Philip Werner.
Werner?
In English, Werner.
About nude and photography, and we'll continue that chat right after this. If you have been in a nude photo, let us know. Not the Instagram type ones.
Not profile pictures,
no,
do not
but
count.
We mean artistic stuff. Let us know. 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
It's your show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. Not used to those new UIDs yet?
Yes, no, that was the computer winding down.
Yes. You're with our Andrew the Apprentice and Avi Miller, and we're chatting to Philip, nude. Is it nude photographer? Photographer of nudes?
Are you photographer? Nude? I don't only shoot nudes. Like
yeah, you do other
photographer
stuff.
Because nude photographer sounds like you're nude when you're taking pictures,
which I don't think I've done in the studio.
in this studio that we're in, or in the studio
in my own studio,
right?
Yeah.
It, Would people expect that, or is it? I mean, you obviously don't offer it, but
is it more or less comfortable when the photographer's not nude?
Yeah,
I haven't tried it while I've been naked, and no one's requested it of me that I should also be naked. But if they were more comfortable that way, I'd be fine with that.
So we talked a little bit about, I suppose, generally females. I guess we were talking about at the top of the chat. Do you find that males have a different attitude
to
getting naked for photography?
Not really. I've started shooting for the 101 Penis book, and so you know, I have done some. I haven't done many male nudes.
You're about to do 101 of them.
I'm about to do 101. That's right. But again, it's different because it's kind of very focused just on the kind of pubic area. And what I've found so far, so I've done 13 out of the 101 already, and what I've found is that it's really pretty similar. You know, most people, and I think it's regardless of what it is, most people are to a certain degree awkward in front of a camera, regardless of whether they have clothes on or not.
Mm.
And so then added to that, you know, a little bit of awkwardness around getting naked, then people have certain insecurities. And it's my job then as a photographer, again, regardless of whether it's nudes or not, regardless of whether it's men or women or anything else, is to try to make people feel comfortable. So to kind of, I guess, hold their, you know, vulnerability and say it's all right, it's okay, you know. And what I've found in all cases, pretty quickly people kind of get over it and they're like, you know, oh, I'm still alive. You know, I haven't. There's no kind of cataclysm happened. You know, everything's still okay.
Because that was actually, I mean, to come back to the article that you wrote for the Good Men Project, that was probably the key concept of that article, is that you had a particular acquaintance or friend who self-described as having, who didn't want to get naked.
Yeah.
And would you take us through that process of why that article was particularly about?
Yeah, so, well, I guess the article was about a few things. One, certainly it was about my own shame, which I've already spoken about, where I didn't feel like I had permission to explore my own interest in the naked female form. It's then also about, in particular in that article, I mentioned this one instance of a friend who came in and, you know, before she came in, she'd complimented me on a lot of my photos and the nude photography that I'd done. And because, you know, I had really just shot friends, I was like, well, this could be you.
Mm.
And she just kind of laughed it off and told me that she had a lot of body image issues. And she's a really beautiful woman. And I know that's very subjective, but it's so common that people have these issues. And it's kind of, it doesn't even matter what they look like.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what they look like. That this kind of insecurity around one's body doesn't seem to discriminate. You know, people, regardless of what they look like, will feel this way.
Do you find that, let's say guys, do you find it's not just guys who may think they've got some weight issues? It includes guys of all shapes and sizes?
Sorry.
That have that have insecurities. So even if they've got a six-pack...
That's what I'm trying to say. I really don't think insecurity discriminates in that way. I mean, from what I've heard, models, and I assume this is the same for male models as well as female models, models tend to be more insecure about their bodies than other people because there's so much focus on it. And so even though you might have a six pack, perhaps one of your packs is a little bit higher than the other, or perhaps, you know, some part of your body isn't. You know, whereas most people don't look that closely at their bodies. So
we're not just talking about guys who think they've got a bit of weight. Because that would be some of the perception that, okay, guys who are trim would not have body image issues, whereas guys who are bigger would. That would be an assumption.
I'm not
that
an expert, but I actually think that that's not necessarily the case. No, and I think there's a degree to which people who aren't perfect, who don't fit this kind of perfect mold, might actually have less issues, that they've kind of come to terms with it, that they're just like, I'm not perfect, and that's fine. You know, whereas people who maybe are constantly trying to meet this ideal, they might actually be more insecure about their bodies. I'm not perfect. I have a, you know, slight deformity in my chest. I had to get over it when I was a teenager. I used to wear a t-shirt at the beach when I'd go swimming. And then at one point I was like, screw this. I don't know if I, to what degree I can swear on this, yeah, on this show.
That's,
fuck this. I was like, fuck this. So I took my shirt off and I was a teenager. I might have been 13, 14. I was like, screw it. This is me and I'm okay. But I had to get over that. And I think what it means is that I don't have this need to try to be perfect anymore.
And you didn't die.
And I'm still alive.
Yes. Your 101 penises project, are you going for, do you have a specific age range, for example?
No. And same with the 101 vagina.
18 plus, I'm presuming.
No. And so same with the 101 vagina project. I'm not making any decisions on who comes in. It's so I'll take everyone who comes forward. I would love to get as much age variation,
size variation,
physical, physical appearance, size, shape, color, everything. I really want there to be real diversity in the book.
Because I'm guessing that's probably going to be the other barrier you'll have, is that people will go, I'm not 8 inches long, and I won't. So I won't post.
And I would dearly love for that not to be a barrier for people. And I think the same happened with the vagina book, that people were like, hang on, you know, I'm not perfect, but I want to be in the book to show that normal is this really, really broad range. So I would encourage any man, like, if you think you're not normal, come in, because you are. You are. You know, normal isn't this narrow range. It's really, really broad.
And I assume that the shoots that you would have for this are one-on-one sort of shoots. These are not going to be, you're not going to have a 50 people in a room, and you're just going to take a picture of each one of their penises lined up.
Right. I'm going to do it a couple of different ways.
Yeah.
Because the project is anonymous, I will certainly offer just completely one-on-one. Nobody else is there. But some people are comfortable coming in a group, so I'll also arrange some kind of group sessions where it's still one-on-one in the studio, but then in the backyard or wherever, you know, people might be milling about, and they can share their stories with the other guys that are there as well. But I'll be doing both. So I'll have some group shoots where a few guys can come in together. Kind of saves time, and other shoots where it's one-on-one if people are more concerned about the anonymity.
So where do people find out more and sign up and volunteer?
So for the 101 Penis project in particular, they can just go to 101penis.com. The website's up. It's not majorly glamorous, but it works. And there's a contact page, and they can just email penis@101penis.com. So that comes to me.
I'm surprised you were able to get the URL for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen much worse URLs than 101penis.com.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty innocuous. Yes,
particularly tame.
Philip, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me in.
And good luck with the project.
And thank you. I will say to listeners out there that I've already volunteered to be one of the 101 penises. So I'm not going to tell you which one I am. But you can flip through the book when it finally comes out and you can decide.
Oh, look, I'm sure I'm the massive
black one.
Another thing that I want to say quickly as well, part of the book is that each man, I'm asking each man to write a message from or about their penis to the world.
Right.
And so the book...
God, that's going to be more of an ordeal than the photo.
Which can be. So it's the same for the vagina book. And it's these messages that really give the book its depth. So people have the chance to really have a think about what it means to them and what message they want to get out there.
Well, you can have Arvi and I in the book. You're on Hard and Sick. Thank you so much, Philip.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Yeah. You're on Hard and Sick on Joy 94.9, your show for about sex, sexuality and self. Coming up, what makes a good top?
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.